This is Dr. Phil Fernandez, the president of the Institute of Biblical Defense and the pastor of Trinity Bible Fellowship. And today I'm going to be answering the question, what is Calvinism? A lot of people talk about the Calvinist-Arminian debate. And so I've got a few comments I want to make about that. Calvinists and Arminians are both, assuming they're true believers, they're solid in the faith. This is well within historic biblical Christianity, the two leading Protestant positions. Most of today's Arminians, though, do not read Jacob Arminius, and that's sad, and so their views tend to be weaker than his. Most Calvinists haven't read Jacob Arminius, so they misunderstand who he is. So whatever the case, we're going to try to clear up confusion about what is Calvinism as well as what is Arminianism. Now, Calvinism is most famous for its TULIP. TULIP, T-U-L-I-P, and that's an acronym that spells out exactly the 5 points of Calvinism. And it's TULIP. T is total depravity. And all true Christians believe that man is sinful and he cannot save himself. But total depravity goes a step further and says man in his sinful state cannot even freely choose to accept Christ. Okay? So Calvinist total depravity, we're so bad off we can't even freely choose to accept Christ. Well, the Arminian, Jacob Arminius himself, classical Arminianism, actually agrees with that, believes that man is totally depraved. However, Jacob Arminius believes that as God draws all mankind, he gives mankind prevenient grace, which means preceding grace, a grace that precedes saving grace, and it's enabling grace, which it sets the will free. So for the first time in your life, you can freely accept Christ. So it's not like Jacob Arminius believed in free will. He believed in freed will. God sets the will free so that you could freely come to Jesus for salvation. So with Calvinist total depravity without prevenient grace, in Arminianism is total depravity and prevenient grace. Now in Calvinism, if God draws you, that grace always will lead to salvation because it's irresistible grace. We'll get to that in just a point. So first point of Calvinism, total depravity, man is so depraved he cannot freely choose Christ. The second point, the U, unconditional election. God chose in eternity past who is going to be saved, and that kind of implies who's not going to be saved. And it was based on no condition in the people. It was not foreseen faith. God didn't, it wasn't that God foresaw who would freely accept Christ. Nobody freely accepts Christ. And so God just unconditionally chooses. So in other words, with Calvinists, in Calvinist thought, God chooses us to believe. He doesn't choose us because he foreknew we would believe. Whereas in Arminianism, Jacob Arminius believed that God's election is conditional. God chose to save those he foreknew would freely accept Christ given prevenient grace. So he gives prevenient grace to all, but those who come to Christ, those are the ones that God chose. Calvin believed in limited atonement. It makes no sense if God is the only one at work. That's monergism. If God's the only one at work in our salvation, it makes no sense that Jesus would die on the cross for all mankind. It makes no sense that Jesus would love all mankind. So God only loved the elect, and Jesus only died for the elect. He died for those he chose to regenerate them against their will, so then they would have a new nature and freely believe afterwards. So limited atonement, Jesus only died for the elect. Well, Jacob Arminius said no. He, and I agree with him on this, that the scriptures teach that Jesus loves all mankind, God loves all mankind, and Jesus died on the cross for all mankind. So our Jacob Arminius taught unlimited atonement. Well, John Calvin taught irresistible grace, that if God is drawing, he only draws the elect, and he regenerates them against their will so that they cannot resist God's saving grace. It's irresistible, they believe. Well, Jacob Arminius believed God gives us prevenient grace. He sets the will free, so we're able to accept God's grace. But Jacob Arminius believed that we still retain the right to resist God's grace. And so that Arminius believed God's grace is resistible. Okay? Then Calvin believed in perseverance of the saints, that those who come to him, since he regenerates them against their will, and then they freely believe only because they're new creations in Christ already, it makes no sense that they would lose their salvation. Now, I'm not a Calvinist, but I do agree on perseverance of the saints. I think the Bible is clear that God preserves those who are saved by causing them to persevere in the faith. And Jacob Arminius, he waffled between the two positions, but it seems like he died at the age of 49 of an illness, but it seems like he was settling on the possibility of believers ceasing to believe and thus losing their salvation. So with Calvinism, it's monergism. God alone is at work. And we didn't, you know, we didn't freely believe, we didn't freely accept Christ. We were regenerated by God. So it's regeneration precedes faith. In fact, regeneration causes faith. God gives us the new birth against our will. And then, because we are have the new birth, we freely then believe. We are a new person. Whereas Arminius would say faith precedes regeneration. So with Arminius, God gives us prevenient grace, sets the will free. Then if we choose to believe, we can still resist God's grace. But if we choose to believe, then we receive saving grace. And we believe in Jesus at that point, and so faith, and then we're born again. So faith logically precedes regeneration, whereas in Calvinism, regeneration precedes faith. So Calvinism, total depravity, unconditional election, limited atonement, irresistible grace, and perseverance of the saints. I agree with Arminius on the first four points, and then with Calvin on the fifth point, I do believe in perseverance of the saints. So hopefully that helps you in understanding Calvinism and Arminianism. God bless you.